most hospital policies and clinical studies now use the definition set by the Center of Disease Control and Prevention in defining surgical site infection. To diagnose an SSI, it must first fulfill three criteria. Firstly, it must be an incisional infection that occurs within 30 days after surgery. Second criteria is that it must fulfill a series of clinical or microbiology criteria. And the final criteria, which is actually the most difficult, is that a clinician must also call it a wound infection or at least open the wound to treat that wound infection.